Our study continues in the latter part of the 8th chapter of Judges. We're ready to begin at the 29th verse. And at this point, we have just had the story of Gideon defeating the Midianites. And after this defeat is over, the people are asking him to rule over us and to be like a king over us. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. And the 28th verse says, and the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. So they had 40 years of peace, of quietness, of freedom from their oppressors at this time of the days of Gideon. Now verse 29 begins the ending of the story of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. Jerubbaal, of course, is another name for Gideon. It was a name that his father gave to him, which means let Baal plead for himself. It was a name that was a constant challenge and a put down to the god of Baal, because since Baal was no god, he was not able to plead for himself, and consequently he could not retaliate for the actions of Gideon. So Gideon went and dwelt in his own house. Now this probably means that he went back to the original place that he dwelt in before he became a judge and before he became the leader of Israel against the enemy. And so rather than dwell in the house of a king, rather than dwell in a palace, rather than to set himself up as some great ruler, he dwelt in his own house. He went back to the life of a farmer. He began farming. We first hear about him as he was thrashing the barley. Now he went back to that type of a life. Verse 30, and Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. Now here's the second great sin that we read of concerning Gideon. The first one's whenever he made this other ephod, one that would be a rival to the one that was to be used at Shiloh. He made it out of all the gold that came from the earrings of the Midianite soldiers that they had slain. And now the second thing is he had many wives. This is contrary to the law. But as a result of this, he had 70 sons. He'd begotten 70 sons of his body. Verse 31, and his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son whose name he called Abimelech. Here we read that in addition to all of the wives that he had of this concubine at Shechem, and she had a son called Abimelech, and that word means my father, a king. And it no doubt is referring to the greatness of Gideon. And we're going to see where this son Abimelech now really is going to prove to be a very great downfall, not only to the family of Gideon, but also to the nation of Israel. Verse 32, and Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash his father in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Now, he died in a good old age. Gideon lived to be a comfortable age. He had seen many things happen. He'd seen great things happen. He'd been instrumental in many great things happening. But he died a good old age. That's all any of us could ever ask out of this life, is to have a good old age. And, of course, we feel that God does look down benevolently upon those that are his servants, upon his children, and if it be his will, he will see to it that they then will have the good old age. He was buried in the sepulcher of his father, Joash, in this same town, Ophrah, of the Abiezrites. And as we know, the Abiezrites were the family that Gideon belonged to, Abiezer being one of the sons of Manasseh. Verse 33, and it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. Now, as soon as Gideon was dead, they just couldn't wait and continue to be faithful to God without someone, some earthly temporal figure to look to as their leader. It seemed they needed a man like Gideon to keep them out of trouble, to keep them out of being a traitor to their own god. Gideon was the guiding force. He was the one that kept them in line, that kept them in accordance with the true worship to the true God. But as soon as he was dead, they turned again. Now they had done this turning many times. This is a common story of the Israelites to be turning. But as soon as he was dead, they turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam. Now, the beginning of all this seemed to be whenever Gideon made this second ephod, which was a vestment that was worn by the priest. He made it out of all of this gold that came from those earrings of the fallen Gideonites. It was a large amount of gold, being 40-something pounds of gold. And he placed it at his home city of Ophrah, which would be a rival then to the tabernacle and ark at Shiloh. And so this was the beginning of the true downfall of the children of Israel. When we distort the worship of God, when we take on another worship, that's the first step toward taking on another God. And that's what happened here. They were already worshiping God in a way that God did not approve of, using this ephod that Gideon had made, and now they were going to another God altogether. And this God that they had now begun to follow was named Baal-berith. And this word Berith probably comes from a place where this God was originally worshipped by the Phoenicians. Some even think that it was a female God. But the name means the Lord of a Covenant. So they took a God that was called the Lord of a Covenant to be their God. And this is more than likely a takeoff from the fact that they originally had a covenant with the true and living God. He was the one that made covenants with his people and made a covenant with this people. And so they chose another God and they made a covenant with him. Tried to mimic the true and living God. Now this is one of the favorite and most commonly used tactics of the devil. The devil likes to mimic the things of the true and living God. He likes to make things that are very near to the genuine, to the original. He likes to make a counterfeit religion, one that's hard to tell the difference from what God actually wants, so that man is so easily deceived into it. So they had this God they had a covenant with. Now you can imagine what the true and living God felt as here this people took a covenant with another God. Verse 34. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Now, one of the things that has to happen when you go to another God, you have to forget the true and living God. And that's what happened here. They remembered not the Lord their God. All the things he'd done for them, all the deliverances he'd made for them, he delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Now, God had been their deliverer. He had taken them way back when they were not a people, way back when they were just like an infant that had been tossed out into the field with no clothing and no one to care for. And God had rescued them. He'd made them his children. He'd made a covenant with them. He'd made them a people. He brought them up out of their captivity in Egypt. He brought them through the 40 years in the wilderness. And he gave them this land. He protected them. And he defeated their enemies many times, even after they'd sinned and turned against him, and now here they forget about him. They forget God. And the second thing that happened, verse 35, neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. So now that Gideon had been instrumental in delivering them, and they thought so much of him, they wanted to make him ruler over them, him and his sons forever. Now they showed no kindness to his house, to his family. After Gideon died, they forgot about the goodness of Gideon. They forgot about the greatness of the man, and so they showed disrespect. They didn't show any kindness to his house. And so here was a second great failure. They forgot God, and they also forgot Gideon. So as we close this eighth chapter of the book of Judges, we see the nation of Israel getting into a very, very sad state. They'd taken on a different kind of worship. They had taken on a different God, actually. And now they had forgotten the true and living God and forgotten Gideon. So as we begin the ninth chapter, we're going to see then the details of how this nation is going further and further down into a state of moral and physical decay.